And now, more civil societies, hearing ideas for real change.
Hi, I'm Eva Cox. This week in New South Wales, South Australia and the ACT, it was actually Labor Day. 8-hour day it used to be called at one stage. It was a day that was set aside to celebrate the fact that we'd actually got to the 40-hour week, which is something which was quite strong in Australia, and Australia was one of the very early places that it actually happened. I think they had a strike somewhere in 1856. The stonemasons got a 40-hour week. Before that, in the Industrial Revolution, people were working 100-hour weeks, various other things. So the issue of working hours was a really important part of the whole industrial battles of workers and bosses and various other things. And we certainly went through most of the 20th century discussing it, because we went down from a 40-hour week, and I can remember we went down to a 37.5-hour week, except somehow or other it still ended up with 40 for some people. And then it was a 35-hour week. And if you look at ABS, when they collect statistics, they count 35 hours a week as full-time, so you can do anything from 35 hours to 105 hours and be a full-time worker, do 34 hours and be a part-time worker, which always strikes me as being a little bit absurd. Yet somehow or other, since the 1970s or 80s, we really haven't discussed the idea of shorter working hours. And yet, given the fact that we've got a rapidly changing labour market, possible lesser need for people to do the grotty work which we're hoping to offload onto robots, or some people are happy to offload onto robots, why aren't we talking about it? Why are we so obsessed with the fact that we've got this thing called full-time work, and we've got this thing called part-time work, and we're not talking about them at all, even though we've hung on to the public holiday? And there's interesting stuff around on shorter working hours. There's a lot of things happening. They ran a 6-hour day campaign in various parts of the public service. I think it was in Sweden. And they discovered that the people that they were working a 6-hour day were doing as much work in the 6 hours as they were doing in the 8 hours, because longer working hours don't necessarily mean higher levels of productivity. Holland is a European country which has the shortest working week, together with, I think, Germany. And guess what? Their per hour productivity is the highest in the world. You tend to organise your time. If you're there for 10 or 15 hours, you're probably going to waste about half of them having a chat with everybody else and trying to skive off because you're tired and crabby. So we really do need to look at the issue about working hours, and yet we don't look at them really. We talk about flexible working hours, but then they're supposed to be attached to the fact that you've got family responsibilities, so if you haven't got other responsibilities, you're not supposed to be flexible. We've got the idea that full-time workers are really hard-working, serious about their jobs, and part-time workers are not. And that obviously hits a lot of women who do work part-time, because we still do the bulk of the unpaid work. And it gets back to the issue about looking at an overemphasis on paid work, on the money we earn from paid work, on this sort of virtuous Protestant ethic type thing, is that, you know, you're not a real person unless you're a full-time worker slaving over a hot machine or something of that sort, despite the fact those jobs are disappearing. And that particular sort of view of the Industrial Revolution, that sort of rather Protestant view of the importance of hard work, and anybody that didn't have a full-time job was obviously a skiver, or, you know, ripping the system off and had to be sort of forced into poorhouses, is still underpinning a lot of our welfare system. And yet we're talking about a time when we might be moving into the fact that there's just not enough paid workers around, and we should celebrate that. John Maynard Keynes in the 1930s was saying, well, maybe we will only have a 3-hour working day by this time in the 20th century. Little did he know that we've still got very long working hours. The average working hour in Australia is apparently about 34 hours a week, which is a bit less than the full-time thing, but that includes part-time workers. And we've still got about 10% of workers that work somewhere like 60 hours a week. So I think that we need to think seriously about how we divide the day up. I know I've been talking a lot about the universal basic income, but that's one of the areas where you do make more choices about the amount of time you put into paid work and unpaid work. It's actually really important in the way the world is changing to start talking about issues like leisure and unpaid work and community contributions and family relationships. They're all part of the argument about paid work and unpaid work. But we've had this public holiday and it hasn't been mentioned. It's almost as though there's something not nice about talking about working hours, apart from occasionally when you're making a claim, casual work, weekend work, whatever it happens to be. And I think actually talking about the balance between paid and unpaid work is a really important thing in the 21st century, given technological change, given environmental change. And I think it's about time we got back to the idea of talking about a shorter working week and get away from the idea that long working hours are actually good for you, because they aren't, and they're not good for the economy, and they're not good for the society. So let's start talking.
More Civil Societies, every week with Julie Macken and Eva Cox.